Island in the Sun. Nice live acoustic version of Island in the Sun from Weezer in their Spotify Sessions CD. Florence and the Machine back in there covering Little Buddy Holly and Not Fade Away. New music from Iron and Wine. Classic Janis Ian. We had a live track from Edwin McCain and started out with Maybe a Moment, Justin Townes Earl, from his new album, Kids in the Street. 8:28, it is Morning Line on KNBA. My name is Danny Preston. Thanks ever so much for tuning in this morning. Don't forget, coming up right around the corner, it's the Acoustic Alaska Guitar Camp, where you can learn from international instructors while enjoying the experiences of campfires and music. I'm talking s'mores. I'm talking Kumbaya, annual camp sponsored by KNBA. August 27th through September 2nd, KNBA.org is where you can find out more information on that. KNBA keeping you in tune with our community. And speaking of the great outdoors, it is our great pleasure to welcome back to the program Alicia King. Alicia is a public affairs officer with the U.S. Forest Service in Chugach National Forest. Hi, good morning.
Good morning, Danny.
How are you?
I'm doing fabulous. It's hard not to be fabulous on a sunny day like today.
It would be a good day to spend out in the forest, as a matter of fact. I know we talked up just a wee bit last time you were here about some of the programs that Chugach, that the National Forest Service was offering, particularly for young people this summer. And we made a pact to have you come back and talk about them. So talk about some of the stuff that's happening with our cool young people.
Great. I would love to. And thanks for having me back. One of the things that's most exciting about our forest, one of the many, many things that's exciting about our forest, is engaging youth in the activities on the forest, whether that's actually doing volunteer work or exploring, doing kayaking trips, taking a boat out to, you know, just explore the shorelines, hiking on trails, working on trails. Lots of opportunities to engage youth on the Chugach National Forest. One of the ways that we do that, of course, is our program called the Chugach Children's Forest, which we do in partnership with Alaska Geographic. And so we design very specific opportunities for young people to be engaged. And these are sometimes young people that would not otherwise have that opportunity. So they don't have the means or the ability to purchase backpacking materials or to go in a kayak or to even make their way to our forest for whatever reason. And so we like to break down those barriers and get these youth and their families and their communities engaged in action on the forest.
And you mentioned, okay, so we're going out in the woods or we're going kayaking but this isn't just a big play holiday.
It is not a play holiday. Although you see the smiles on the young adults' faces and then their families when they get home from these not vacations.
Right.
And it's hard not to think that it's not a holiday, but these kids work really hard. So we just ended a 10-day kayaking program out in Prince William Sound, where these young adults actually spent time not only paddling on Prince William Sound, but on the land of the forest in Prince William Sound, doing some research on invasive species, and then actually doing invasive species removal. So these young adults went out there and created transects. They really looked at, in particular, the European black
slug.
When
you talk about transects, creating them, what is this, like archaeological dig or something?
You know, it looks like that. So they
so digging measure, for slugs.
Well, they measure, they put up lines and they measure plots. So if you were to imagine putting a rope around a bunch of trees to kind of section off, making a little bit of a fence, so to speak. And within that line, those kids count the number of slugs they encounter. They look at and name the plants that they find those slugs on.
So I thought you were going to say they name the slugs. This one's Ernie. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, no, they definitely don't name the slugs. But they, you know, we don't know an awful lot about the European black slug, but they are invasive, and we want to learn more. So these young adults are helping us figure out what's going on with those slugs. And then in the process, they also eliminate them, which is a slimy, gooey mess. And
the
kids have a love-hate relationship with that.
I was going to ask, we hear the word ew.
Ew, right? A lot.
Yeah.
And we take a lot of photographs as these young adults are doing this work on the forest, and you should see some of the faces. They're really funny.
Okay. Now, I would have to think, and I guess this sort of an engagement, one thing that you mentioned that strikes me as especially poignant is that without this sort of a program, a lot of young people are not going to have any opportunity to have any sort of an experience like this. And I would think that it's got to be profoundly impactful. I mean, life-changing for some young people. Have you seen takeaways like that?
Absolutely. The things that these kids come back with, and some of the kids that we engage they're nominated by their teachers or other leaders in their communities. And so it's not I can apply for this and get in. It is something that is a very community-oriented process where teachers and other leaders say, hey, I think this kid would be really great for this program. It would be a good experience for them. And so, some of them come in and they're a little like, oh, I'm going to spend 10 days on the water. How's that going to be? And they come back and they go, when can I go again? And they really say things like, wow, I had you trusted me and I was responsible for doing this really great project. And they're responsible for creating the menu of all of the food that they're going to eat. They're responsible for cooking that food, for setting up the bear safe, tent and cooking area when they're camping. So many things that they have to learn and be thinking about when they're out there. So it's not like somebody's taking care of them. I don't go along with them as a mom and say, okay, I'm going to take care of you.
Right.
They really take care of themselves. And they learn great leadership skills because they have to work cooperatively.
It's self-motivation. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. They get up really early in the morning. It's not like they can sleep late. They really work. And so in addition to the kayaking trip, we had a four-week trip on our forest where the kids stayed on the forest for 4 weeks. Two of those weeks, they were building trails, building mini bridges over paths that, might have been washed out or, just not accessible easily without tromping through mud. These kids worked really hard for 2 weeks creating a really great place where we can recreate on the forest. And then after that 2 weeks, they went into Prince William Sound and did plastic and marine debris removal. Had tons, I think they ended up with 155 bags of marine debris. So they, these kids work really hard, but it's an opportunity to learn how to be good stewards of our public lands.
And, research points out how a higher degree of learning that occurs in experiential learning than as opposed to the classroom. And I'm not dissing classroom; that's certainly important. But are you finding that to be the case?
Absolutely. You get them out there working with their hands and their brains and their bodies, and just they're immersed in it. And they come away with something different than if they were to talk about it in a classroom. So we try on the Chugach National Forest to really engage you through lots of programs. We have fishing days. Tomorrow we have a Agents of Discovery event from 1 to 4.
And what's that about?
So that is an app that, how people really like their electronic things and kids really like games. Yes, we are all kind of fitting into that boat. But this is an opportunity for kids to download this app and then take it out into the forest and discover things about the forest. So there's an agent, the mountain goat, and that's it's MG, and you'll discover that if you download the app. And you can take it onto our forest, onto the Willowa Trail, and learn all sorts of cool things about the forest. And so that event is from 1 to 4 tomorrow. We'll meet at the Willowa viewing platform and engage youth in going out and discovering more about their forest. These are their lands. And so, getting them out of the classroom and into the woods is so important. It's an important part of engaging them in what we want to do.
I'm intrigued about this app. Now, can anybody get it?
Absolutely. It's a free app.
App store?
You just go to the app store and download Agents of Discovery. And they have different missions. And so the mission for us is Portage Valley Chugach National Forest. So you would just sign up, download the app, and then find that mission, Portage Valley Chugach National Forest.
Now, is it the Forest Service that put this?
So no, this is an organization that created the app, and so forests throughout the United States are also doing this on their forests.
So you're in Oregon somewhere, you can dial up.
Absolutely.
Wow.
And as you travel around with your family, you can dial up, you know, whatever mission you want to participate in, you know, as long as there's a mission in that area, then you can take your family through the woods and through the forest and discover all sorts of cool things.
Wow, super cool. Okay. So talk about the process again to sort of reiterate for us that you got your children's forest and the various programs. It's not something you just apply for and sign up. There's teacher nominations and such. But if I'm a young person and I decide that this is something I'm really interested in, what can I do to try to advocate for myself to get involved?
Yeah, to be a part of it. So absolutely. You can go to our website. If you Google just Chugach Children's Forest, it'll pull up the website and provide information about what we do. You can take that to your teacher or to other leaders in your community, and there's contact information on the website, and that's the connection. So easy to do, easy to say, hey, I want to get engaged and involved in this. And in addition to these trips and programs that we have, work programs, we also have volunteer days and we have outdoor days that are open to the public. And those we post on the Facebook page.
Okay, tremendous.
We also have a calendar on our homepage of the Chugach National Forest that lists the Chugach Children's Forest events and contact information on that calendar. So if you go to our homepage, you can find events on our calendar.
Okay, just Google Chugach Children's Forest.
Yep.
Okay, super cool. Alicia King is the Public Affairs Officer for the U.S. Forest Service, Chugach National Forest. We've been talking about Chugach Children's Forest. Super cool projects that are happening this summer. So we can set to wrap up, Alicia. Anything else you want to add?
Get out there, enjoy, explore, engage, and be good stewards of public lands.
All right, thanks.
They're yours.
Thank you so very much for joining us today on Morning Line.
Thank you, Danny.
You're welcome. 20 minutes ahead of 9 o'clock, new music from Matthew Sweet next.
Show your support for Alaska's salmon resources at the definitive music event, Salmon Fest. 3 days of live music in Inilchik, August 4th through the 6th. This year's festival features headliner Jewel returning to Alaska. Join over 7,000 people throughout the weekend enjoying music on four stages from bands like Rusted Root, California Honeydrops, Foy Vance, Railroad Earth, and more. Salmon Fest, hosted by Kachemak Bay Conservation Society, Cook Inlet Keeper, and sponsored by KMBA. Ticket and festival information at salmonfestalaska.org.
The Dakota Access Pipeline is still running oil despite a recent court ruling that orders the Army Corps of Engineers to review the permitting process. Also, hundreds of trespassing and engaging in a riot cases are making their way through the courts. We'll get an update on the fight for clean water in North Dakota on the next Native America Calling.